earlier on this morning, if you were lucky enough to hear, Una completely outs yourself as being the notioniest person ever because of her and her friends.
Okay.
You accuse me of being notiony, and you can step back, missus, with your posh fish restaurant that you went and you had all of this glamorous.
Okay,
stuff.
Okay, sorry. Oh, now, context. I was out of my depth, right?
You were.
I was, yeah. So I had a very notiony experience, as I was saying, at the weekend.
Went out to celebrate a friend, a close friend, who managed to buy a house in Dublin in 2026.
Yeah, but okay. But like, it was a long, tough story. Anyway, I'm not here to defend my friend. Anyway, congratulations to my fabulous friend for doing it by herself. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Anyway, so we went out. She brought me out to this seafood restaurant, and I do usually like seafood, but she fancied what is called a caviar bump, right? And it was €14 for this caviar bump, and I was
like, "Explain exactly what the caviar bump is, Una."
So, the waitress came over, and she was holding like a small jar of caviar, and I was like, "Geez, that's very small now for €14." Anyway, she said, "Make your hand into a fist." And I was like, "What's going on here?" So I did, and she took a spoon and she put out the smallest little bit of caviar, and she was like, "Okay, so lick it." And that's your caviar bump. So essentially, I licked the caviar off my hand, and it cost me €14. €14 for licking my hand.
You could have literally fed like an entire family a whole dinner for €14.
So I was like, "This is shocking." And then my friend got oysters, right? Oysters. So she asked me to. She told me, "Go on, have an oyster." And I was like, "Okay, I'm going to have a. I'm hanging with the posh folk now. I'm going to have an oyster."
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go down well.
What happened?
It came back up.
Brother.
Yeah, so that came back up. And I just felt there was just a taste of, just it was too much, it was all too fishy for me, and I couldn't. And then I got a lobster roll.
Oh,
and
wow.
I couldn't eat the lobster
caviar,
roll.
Caviar, oysters, lobster.
I was like, this is not me. I am not with my people. BS. Where is the nearest chipper?
These are your best friends, Una.
She's one of my best friends. Yeah, she is. But like, we always slag her for being oceany anyway. So, out of my depth.
So we're trying to figure out signs that you are notionary and that you are a little bit posh, and if you can tick any of this list, it is a sign as well. So we're looking for your signs that you are notionary and posh, or people in your lives that are notionary and posh.
Like, you're a posh and proud, Cooper.
You're
posh and proud, my friend.
I'm the most basic biatch.
People stop me and they're like, "Is he really that notiony? Is he really that posh?" And I'm like,
"No,
damn,
but you
yes,
just
he is.
Say I'm notiony. No, but I've no notions about me.
Do you have an arbor?
What is an arbor?
I don't know, but you have one.
A gate into the garden that also happens
but
to have.
But why do you call it an arbor? Why don't you just call it a gate? Because you're full of notions.
That's the name of it.
Case in point.
It's like, why do you call your car a car when not an automobile?
No. What else do you have now that's posh? What are those berries, the posh berries that you grow? A jostibri.
Why is it something that grows on a bush in the wild?
Yeah, but no one's heard of jostibri.
Nobody's ever heard of jostibri.
It's a gooseberry's posh cousin, and you have them at your house.
You have gooseberries as well.
Yeah, of course you do. And he has a walk-in wardrobe.
We have the size of our bedroom, so we could have a bit of a
wardrobe. So anyway, so more notiony facts we want to hear from you. 087-1102-107. Yeah.
You wish you'd a walk-in water.
I do wish that, yeah. I do.
And now we're talking about what are the signs that make you notiony in your house, or people in your lives notiony, and that are posh and stuff. You reckon I'm posh because I've got a gravy jug.
Gravy boat. Yeah, no, it's not the fact that you have you've got several gravy boats, actually, to be precise, but when you got married, you had a wedding list.
Well, here we go again.
And on that wedding list, you asked for a gravy boat. So you essentially asked someone
to
buy you a gravy boat when you got married.
It was in a sense.
I'm so mortified for you. Actually, someone was actually messaging me about that on Saturday night, asking me about you and your gravy boats. Was it a true story?
A wild Saturday night out.
No, they were out strangers. And they were having a discussion.
Oh, having
and
a great
I told
time.
Them it was true. They were like, "Is it really true?"
No, it's not. It was part of a set and had plates and sauces and a gravy boat. Was in it. There you
anyway,
go. It's a bonus.
Jack and Offaly says, "Does having a bidet count as posh?" Ooh. The cousins in Galway have one. I thought it was a toilet when I was a kid and did a poo in one.
You?
No, Jack and Offaly.
Oh, well. You thought it was a foot washer, didn't you?
I didn't think. I've never really encountered a bidet. Once Stop. Or twice, maybe.
A what now? A bidet?
A bidet.
Oh, good. Calvin says, my mum's got underfloor heating, but only in the bathroom, so she's half posh.
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't like underfloor heating in the bathroom. I like to have a cold bathroom floor when it's your feet are cool then. Because if you get out of the bath or the shower when it's hot, and nothing worse than standing on a hot floor then.
Yeah, but you should be standing on a towel or a rug when you get out so you don't slip. Oh, sorry, you've got non-slip tiles, don't you?
What? No, I still stand on a towel, but I wouldn't like underneath to be... What is wrong with you? Of course you've got non-slip tiles in the bathroom. Who doesn't? But you have, like, super glossy ones, so you do slip and die.
I know.
Is that what you... Oh, you've carpets in your bathroom, don't you?
I do not have carpet in my bathroom. You've got a carpet toilet
and you're Yeah, because you said to me, it says, I want you to have one like mine. And I got an avocado just like the colour of my bath.
Oh, yuck. Oh, you're disgusted.
Something wrong with you.
Mark at Navin says, you're definitely posh if you use a teapot and jug of milk just to have a cup of tea. Notions.
That is not...
Just get the tea bag and put it in the cup.
If you have a load of people coming over, there's like two or three of you and you're going to put on tea, it tastes nicer out of a pot. And it's just manners to have it out of a jug.
There you go. Look at your notions coming through again. It's just manners to have it out of a pot.
So having manners is notiony.
Are you saying I'm rough and ready because I just have a tea bag?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.